So, as I said to the kids, Merry Christmas, everybody. And welcome to Christmas, the Mass, the Eucharist, the worship service that celebrates the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, of Emmanuel, God with us. That's a lot of theology in those words, and a lot of philosophy to unpack. And yet, essentially, it's about the birth of an infant. Happy birthday, Jesus. And those of you who have ever been part of a birth know that births change everything. When we speak about the birth of the steam engine, or the birth of modern medicine, or of democracy, we use the term to signify that everything was changed by that event. When we brought each of our three babies home into our house, everything in the household changed. And we changed. And the dynamics of the household changed. Our first kid arrived when we were in student housing. And when the apartment door closed behind us, and I stood there with a newborn, no textbook, no supervision, no one to answer to, I was appalled that the powers that be let me do that. Imagine how Mary and Joseph felt. Similarly appalled. What was God thinking? No one seemed to care, in my case, that I was completely in charge of this newborn human being, and I was completely unprepared for the responsibility. I had to change fast. And one of the big changes was my notion of what's important and what's not. I thought that the color of the nursery paint and my choice of diapers and whether to give birth underwater in a pool and whether we should have both Goodnight Moon and Pat the Bunny on hand, I thought those were of great consequence. And I received any affirmation that I'd made the right decisions when my friend said, oh yeah, good job. You know, I thought that was good news. But I quickly learned that the only really important good news, beside which all those other things paled, was we had a healthy baby. That was our good news of great joy. And for Mary and Joseph, that first Christmas Eve outcome, after wondering if they'd made it to Bethlehem before the contractions got too bad, or if they'd find a place to sleep, that outcome of a healthy baby boy was good news of great joy for them. But the angels tell the shepherds that Mary and Joseph's good news of great joy wasn't just for his parents. It was for all people. It wasn't going to just change the lives of his parents, like all babies do. It was going to change the lives of these shepherds and of everyone else, because it proclaims that all those things that we and every human being forever have been anxious about, all those things that we thought were important and things to get anxious about, do not have cause to create that anxiety. Just as the good news that it's a healthy baby shuts down all those anxieties that precede the birth. These fundamental human anxieties revolve around the questions, have I done enough? Am I good enough? Am I lovable? Will I still be lovable even if I'm not perfect? The shepherds knew that in the world's eyes, the answers to those questions were an emphatic no, because they were nomadic and dealt with animal bodies and they worked 24/7. They were viewed with suspicion and revulsion by the village people. They were suspected of thievery. They smelled. They worked on the Sabbath and were ritually unclean, and they never went to church, where they wouldn't have been welcome if they had shown up. So the good news of great joy about this birth was good news of great joy for them, because it said yes to them. Yes, God loves even you, no matter what you've done or what you are. Yes, you are acceptable. Yes, you matter as much as anyone else does. Yes, you have done enough, because it's not about what you've done. The good news of great joy is that in this birth, God has done it all for you. This is good news for all the people in the world, all who are anxious about their own ultimate relationship with God. And it's good news for the world into which Jesus was born. There were a lot of anxieties in the lives of people then. There were anxieties about the political and economic systems of the Roman Empire, power struggles that translated into difficulties in the lives of the common people. We wouldn't know about that, would we? We don't have any system anxieties today. Well, maybe the stock market, political leadership, shutdowns, job instability, terrorism, hacking. Well, maybe we do. And this good news of great joy goes beyond being good news of a healthy baby for Mary and Joseph, beyond the good news that God loves and accepts everyone no matter what, goes in as good news into the world that the systems do not have the final answer, that they will not win. The good news of great joy is that God has not abandoned us to the outcomes of our sinful natures. But God is ready to enter our lives, enter our world as we allow it. Enter with saving grace and mercy. And this story is a sign for us. Those societal rejects, the shepherds, were received by the wider community. As they returned from the manger, they stopped to talk to people in their town, and the people listened respectfully and encouraged them to share their story. Their joy at having been accepted by God was contagious, even as they returned to their everyday work, work that made them feel despised and less than. When the angel gave them the news, they discussed how to respond and decided to go with haste. They dropped everything, left their sheep, and decided to go themselves. God didn't order them to. God invited them. And they said yes to the God who had first said yes to them. Tonight God says yes again to you. Says you are loved by a God as non-threatening as a newborn child. And that same God invites you tonight to say yes and come and receive the Christ. Martin Luther wrote, "When God invites us to Holy Communion, we should run up the aisle, just as the shepherds hastened to the manger." And you can't receive Jesus wrongly, because God's doing the inviting and the giving, and God does everything right, for which we can all say, thanks be to God. Amen.